This podcast is sponsored by the Federal Home Loan Banks. The Federal Home Loan Banks are a vital component of our nation's financial system, providing cost-effective funding to lenders of all sizes, supporting housing finance and affordable housing and community development across the country. Visit FHLbanks.com to learn more. The Federal Home Loan Bank System, a nation of local lenders. Welcome back to the podcast powered by America's Credit Unions. I'm Yikeng Yang, Digital Media Design Specialist at America's Credit Unions. This episode, I'm rejoined by Ryan Donovan, President and CEO at the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks. Last time we spoke to Ryan, we discussed the recently published report by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. This time, Ryan gives us a follow-up on that report and discusses topics including housing finance, the Affordable Housing Program, and what the FHLB has been doing to improve housing affordability. Enjoy. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the podcast. Happy to have you back on. For those not familiar with you or FHLB, do you want to just do a quick little rundown intro on you and what you do over at FHLB?
Sure. Good to see you again, Yikeng. My name's Ryan Donovan. I'm the president and CEO of the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks. We're the trade association for the 11 federal home loan banks. I've been with the council for almost 2 years now. And before I was here, I was with what was formerly known as Credit Union National Association as the chief advocacy officer for about 15 years. So real glad to be back on the podcast and real pleased to speak with you.
Great. Thank you. So last time we spoke, it was in relation to a report that the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the regulator of the Federal Home Loan Banks, had recently published. We had a great discussion about the report and your expectations for next steps. As I recall, the report contained around 50 recommendations in total. And so far, it does not appear that much progress has been made in terms of implementing these recommendations. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. The FHFA has indicated that they intend to move forward with a few items this year, but so far, we haven't seen significant movement on any of them, at least in terms of regulation or proposed legislation. We know that they're working on some things, but we're largely in a wait-and-see pattern right now.
And that being the case, I would like to spend our time together today talking about how the FHL banks support housing finance or mortgage lending. It's right there in the name, Federal Home Loan Banks. So let me start with a simple question. How do the FHL banks support housing finance?
It's a great question. And, you know, frankly, it's one that we may not address often enough, but it's really important. It's really central to all that the system does. So as you know, our primary mission is to provide low-cost liquidity to our members, including credit union members. And the important thing to keep in mind is that we can only provide funding to our members if that's backed by what's called mission-related collateral, which is largely real estate related collateral. So the law that we operate under, it allows for us to accept US government securities and in some cases, agriculture related loans and small business loans, as well as the real estate related collateral. But for the most part, what we accept is strictly real estate collateral. In fact, single family mortgage loans represent by far the largest category of pledge collateral, coming in at about 50%, followed by other real estate collateral like commercial real estate, HELOCs, single family, second liens, which are about 20% of the pledge collateral. So what that serves is that's our nexus to housing. That's our connection to housing finance. And it's the collateral that we accept for the liquidity we provide. Now, we recognize that money's fungible, and once the funding that we provide to our members is received, it can be used for a lot of different purposes. But rather than a source of criticism, we think that's one of the greatest benefits of the system, because managing a financial institution's balance sheet can be very difficult, especially in today's economy where there are so many things that are interconnected. Small moves in interest rates or changes in the dynamics on Wall Street even a poor earnings report from a single large corporation can impact funding streams and the ability of our members to turn to us as a reliable liquidity provider helps mitigate those circumstances. I think a final point that I'd want to make here is that lower cost funding, the lower cost funding that we provide our members helps them make lower cost mortgages to their customers, or in the case of credit unions, to their members, which may, you know, that makes sense, right? I mean, if you own a coffee shop, and you can source coffee beans cheaper than the coffee shop down the street, you're able to offer a cup of coffee at a cheaper cost than your competitor, right? It just, that's sort of intuitive. That's kind of the same way that we do our business. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office recently published a study where they conclude that because of the competition in the financial services sector, the lower cost funding we provide versus raising money in the private debt market leads to our members offering lower rates to borrowers. Now, to be true, there's not a lot of academic research on this topic, but there was one recent paper that we're familiar with coming from the University of Wisconsin, which is cited in the CBO report, that concluded that the home loan bank system saves borrowers $13 billion in mortgage interest rate payments every year and leads to a more than 16% increase in mortgage originations.
Yeah, that certainly seems intuitive to me, especially with those numbers. But the FHL banks do more than just provide liquidity, right? There's also the affordable housing program, which you've been required to contribute to for over 30 years now, right?
That's right. With the enactment of the Financial Institution Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, FIREA, in 1989, Congress not only opened the membership of the home loan bank system to commercial banks and credit unions, it also required each of the federal home loan banks to contribute 10% of their earnings to an affordable housing program each year.
And what can you tell us about the program and how it has been working?
Well, so we've been doing this for about 30 years at this point, and the latest figures estimate that the system has collectively contributed more than $8 billion to affordable housing initiatives since its inception. Funding for these programs is available through our members and is essentially delivered through two streams. The first stream goes towards multifamily housing projects all around the country, while the second stream is targeted towards individual borrowers. Each of the home loan banks sets up their program a little bit differently, but all of them have a first-time home buyer program, and most of them have programs where they can dedicate a portion of their available funding for home rehabilitation and disaster recovery efforts. I think the important thing to keep in mind is that our efforts in the affordable housing and community development space directly flow from our primary liquidity mission. The money that we have available for affordable housing grants is a percentage of our earnings. So the more lending we do to our members, the more funding we'll have for affordable housing. In other words, the core business of the home loan banks is a necessary precursor to our ability to make affordable housing grants. Two more points that I just want to make here is that last year, we issued a record volume of advances. We loaned more last year than we had before, largely because of the turmoil in the banking sector in March. A lot of our members turned to us for liquidity during that time to help them weather the storm. And in turn, it drove up our earnings over the course of the year. Another thing I'll note is that last year, the system also collectively agreed to voluntarily increase the amount of funding that we devote to the affordable housing and community development programs by 50%. So 15% of our earnings rather than the 10% required by law. And as a result, the system expects to contribute approximately $1 billion in 2024 towards these initiatives. It's going to be the largest single year amount in the system's history.
Yeah, that is an impressive number. And why did the system agree to do that?
Well, you know, as we talked about in previous podcasts, The long and the short of it is that during the FHFA's review, prior to them publishing the report, they conducted a series of listening sessions and roundtable meetings. And what we heard from that process, from that review, was that everybody wants more, not less from the system. And so, listen, it takes a long time to get an act of Congress through. It took a long time for FHFA to produce the report. We heard what folks were saying, and we weren't going to wait for either of those things. So we went ahead and voluntarily increased our contributions.
And when it comes to these contributions, how do the FHL banks know how and where to direct their available grants each year?
Yeah, well, one of the truly remarkable things about the home loan bank system is the familiarity that each of the banks has with the communities in their districts. You know, we're regionally distributed across the country, and each of the banks puts a lot of effort into understanding the needs of the various communities within their districts. I have had the opportunity to visit with credit union members over the last couple of years, and I'll tell you that they feel very connected to their home loan bank. And home loan banks do a great job of staying in regular contact with their members, working with and through the local trade associations, and also engaging with local affordable housing groups, local government officials, and other interested stakeholders to gauge the needs and challenges facing their respective districts. In fact, each of the home loan banks has an affordable housing advisory council that meets regularly with the board of directors to advise and consult on how best to address those needs. And these advisory councils also produce an annual community lending plan that's compiled based on local research, conversations with local community leaders, and affordable housing experts and other sources of data. The point is, the home loan banks are out in their communities. They're serving their communities every day, and the information that they acquire ultimately makes it to the boardroom, and it's an essential piece of the puzzle for addressing housing needs in each district.
And the numbers you cited are impressive by themselves, but can you give any real-world examples of how a home loan bank's affordable housing initiatives have helped individuals or families?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Late last year, the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago joined with one of its members and partnered with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to celebrate the grand opening of an apartment complex that includes 9 units specifically designed for residents with disabilities. The project involved several different partners, and the Chicago Bank provided nearly $500,000 to bring the project to fruition. One of the residents is a man named Steve Salmon. He lives with a permanent disability as a result of cerebral palsy. And he's also the author of several books. He's lived in a group home for about 8 years and now has his own apartment that gives him the type of freedom and independence that, you know, I think we all take for granted. And on the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago's website, there's a terrific video that illustrates this project. Another example is from the Home Loan Bank of Cincinnati, which gave $2 million to the Youngstown Neighborhood Development Corporation across 2022 and 2023 for replacement roofs and furnaces throughout the city. And in total, there were over 150 vacant houses rehabilitated and more than 1,300 owner-occupied homes were repaired with that funding. I would also note that last year, the system produced its first ever impact report, which contains a number of similar examples. That report's available on the council's website, and we're going to produce a similar report later this summer.
Wow, those are some great examples. I appreciate hearing about all of them and about all the great work that the home loan banks are doing to help people in communities across the country. Before we conclude, I know that you spent a number of years advocating for credit unions. So I have one final question for you. What should credit unions know about getting more involved with their federal home loan bank, specifically with respect to affordable housing and community development initiatives?
Sure, absolutely. Well, as we discussed earlier, membership in the home loan bank system is open to all credit unions. If a credit union is not currently a member, I encourage them to reach out to the relevant home loan bank and talk to them about applying for membership. Second, for those credit unions that are members of the system, you probably already know this, but the home loan banks are very similar to credit unions. We're member-owned, member-driven financial cooperatives, and we depend greatly on the insight of our members to meet the needs of local communities. I think we all recognize that there is an affordable housing crisis in this country, and home loan banks recognize that we can't solve it all by ourselves. But we are doing our part, and in fact, the home loan banks collectively have initiated 36 new programs over the last 2 years aimed at filling critical gaps in the marketplace. So find an opportunity to meet with your home loan bank representative. Tell them what's going on in your community and talk to them about potential solutions. I promise you they're going to listen and they'll work with you to find a solution.
Well, great. Thanks, Ryan. Is there anything else that we should explore before we conclude? Anything we missed?
Yeah, no, one last thing. You know, I mentioned earlier that it's important not only for credit union members to recognize that, you know, but for all of our members and stakeholders that the work that home loan banks do and that we're able to do when it comes to affordable housing is possible because of our liquidity mission. As we look down the road in anticipation for what FHFA might do in terms of their recommendations over the next several months into next year, anything that disrupts or complicates this mission will necessarily impact what we're able to do when it comes to affordable housing. So it's critical that our credit union members remain engaged in the advocacy process as FHFA proceeds. Pay attention to what America's Credit Unions is putting out. And if you want to learn more about home loan banks and how to get engaged, visit our website, fhlbanks.com, where you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and get more information.
This podcast was sponsored by the Federal Home Loan Banks. The Federal Home Loan Banks are a vital component of our nation's financial system, providing cost-effective funding to lenders of all sizes and contributing grant funding for affordable housing and community development initiatives. Roughly 6,500 banks, credit unions, insurance companies, and community development financial institutions across the country rely on FHL Bank funding to help their communities grow and prosper. The Federal Home Loan Banks are proud of their history of success and the vital role they play not only in keeping America's financial system functioning smoothly, but in supporting community lenders who in turn support community businesses and families. Visit fhlbanks.com to learn more. The Federal Home Loan Bank System, a nation of local lenders.